Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Gosnell movie has now debuted, and many of you listening to this program may have seen it. If you have not yet seen it, I encourage you to do so. It's called Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer. We're going to be talking about this and the issue of life on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Well, on the day of its debut in Orlando, Florida, a number of people from our office in Liberty Counsel went to the debut of the Gosnell movie. Now, for some of you who haven't gone to the movie, you may be wondering, do you want to see a movie like that? Because I think the general idea is this is a person who did horrible things to babies that were actually born alive. And are you going to actually see some of those horrible images? And the answer is no. You can go to the website and see one of the examples of what Gosnell was doing. But what it does, Holly, is it takes you through this whole situation of Gosnell, how he was arrogant, how he ultimately skirted the law for so long, how he hired people as, quote, nurses that really weren't nurses, and how one of those individuals actually took a photograph of one of those babies that you can actually go to the website and actually see the results of what he was doing. This is a man who, when babies were born alive, he ultimately went in and snipped their spinal column with scissors and cut it in the back of their neck.
Called
to kill
snipping.
Them.
That's what he kind of made that word more popular.
He called it snipping.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's a horrific subject. And it's, you know, back then in 2013 when this, when he was convicted, you know, the media wouldn't touch it at first. And you'll see in the movie how that changed, but they wouldn't touch it. Just like with this movie, Hollywood has blacklisted this.
Facebook didn't allow people to advertise this.
Yeah, none of the movie distribution companies would touch it.
And Facebook blocked it.
Yeah, it was individuals. They did a crowdfunding, and within 45 days, 30,000 people raised $2.2 million for this movie, and it is well done. I mean, you have high-quality actors in here. It's not a cheesy little Christian movie. This is well done. And it doesn't even depict all of the horrible things that this man did. You know, they do keep some things out, but it's not graphic, it's not gory or anything like that. But you get the true picture of what really happened.
Yeah, in May of 2013, Gosnell was actually convicted of first-degree murder, conspiracy to kill, and involuntary manslaughter, and was sentenced to life in prison. He was convicted of the murders of three infants and involuntary manslaughter after a botched abortion attempt killed a woman from an inhumanely administered drug overdose. He was charged with 21 felony counts of illegal late-term abortion and 211 counts of violating the 24-hour informed consent law. He's currently serving a life sentence with no possibility of parole. There were people who were part of the prosecution team that were in favor of abortion, and they were confronted with the reality of what this is. The actual movie producers, some of them, were also in favor of abortion until they looked into this situation and realized the horrible reality of abortion. Now, in the movie, here's Gosnell, who had, and in reality, the movie tries to make it so that it's very real.
Actually,
and
uses real
footage,
used
real
too.
Footage of him. And in fact, even in one situation, this is Gosnell, when his house is being searched by the authorities, he goes and plays the piano. I mean, this guy is
psychopath.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no other word for it.
You look at some of these people that, Matt, in the Holocaust, they get to a point in time where they're so callous that they actually photograph the horrors of what they were doing to the people that they were torturing and killing. And this is what happened with Gosnell. But he's not an isolated situation, unfortunately.
And the media blackout that you mentioned, something I took away from the publicity, because the film opened, the weekend it opened, is the number one independent film. It was number 8 in per screen averages and number 12 overall on 700 screens across the country. And that was with the media doing its well best to try to silence it. And Rush Limbaugh, he publicized it. He recommended it. He said, because, quote, the story itself is heart stopping enough. He said, you need to go see it. So
it really is important. I mean, because as a country, as a culture, we tend to use, you know, euphemisms for abortion. Even the word itself is a euphemism. What is it really? It's really murdering unborn children, folks. You know, it's not reproductive freedom, or it's not women's health care. There's nothing about health care in there. It's not
homicide.
A clinic.
Yeah,
you don't go in there to get well. You go in there to kill your child.
Yeah, it's a death chamber.
That's the reality.
And he operated under the cover, as abortionists do, with this term, quote, reproductive health services, close quote. Some political operatives, people that run for office, they also use that term as though it's some kind of wonderful thing, reproductive health services. That's a euphemism for killing children. Gosnell brutally used that term to ultimately execute hundreds of live babies by stabbing them in the back of their necks and severing their spinal cords with scissors or knives. The remains of 47 aborted babies, ranging in age from 12 weeks to late second trimester and beyond the 24-week ceiling under Pennsylvania's law at the time, were found in makeshift containers throughout his facility. You know, this is a movie that it's a true story about the trial of America's biggest serial killer. Certainly, one of the biggest serial killers to kill babies outside of the womb that were alive that has been caught.
Right.
There's other people out there doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, he was also responsible for the Mother's Day Massacre and that. And if you go on, you can Google.
Explain what that is to people who don't know what that
is. Well, he was doing the experimentation with all these mothers who ended up, he was using a special device to help initiate abortion. And it would go in there and just totally destroy their internal organs. Instead of facing trial, he escaped to the Bahamas for several years to avoid all that, and then came back and started doing the similar thing, you know, there in Pennsylvania. But if you go on the grand jury report, you'll see even more of what he did, and it's just horrendous. So people need to see the reality of this. It's just horrific, you know.
Look, you know, this is the 21st century. You can pull up anything that you want to educate yourself with through social media, through the internet. There's lots of material out there. There is no reason that someone should be ignorant about what happens in abortion. And when you're confronted with someone or by someone who's in favor of abortion, I can guarantee you that they have not looked at the face of abortion. And if they have, they've become calloused like anyone who deals with death over time, and you rationalize it.
Right. And it's not just babies.
That's not an excuse for God's people to be ignorant. You need to know what is going on in our country and not remain silent. This happens all the time. This is not an outlier that just doesn't happen anywhere. Maybe people don't do it in the same way he does or did. But
the result is that the result is
killing
the same.
Babies.
Yeah.
Right. And not just babies, Matt. I mean, there's also women that die in this procedure. And you'll see that in the movie as well. One particular woman that he was convicted for homicide as well, who died in his clinic.
Matt, there's a law in Alabama that bans D&E, dilation and evacuation, or dismembership abortion. And the Federal Court of Appeals not long ago struck it down using Supreme Court precedent. But they said that they're not the Supreme Court because they can't change it. They have to follow the Supreme Court precedent, and they say the Supreme Court has made a mess, a constitutional aberration in the area of abortion.
And that's why we support people like Sandra Merritt, who uncovered a lot of this, what Planned Parenthood is doing as well.
So a case like this out of Alabama or some other one needs to go back to the U.S. Supreme Court to stop this. But again, it's not going to just stop it all, because there's going to be some states that still want to allow the bloodshed. So pray that America wakes up to this, like the world woke up to the Holocaust. Get involved with Liberty Counsel as we continue to advance the sanctity of human life from the moment of fertilization through all the planes and the spectrum of life. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org. And you can go to the online donate page to learn how you can partner with the Ministry of Liberty Counsel. Pray for us and stand with us in your financial partnership, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.